Chapter 11. Different Types of Rebirth Consciousness. We see many different beings in this world, men and animals, all with a different appearance and with a different character. They must have been different from the first moment of their lives, from the moment of rebirth consciousness, Paddy Sandy Cheetah. We may be inclined to think that there must be many types of Paddy Sandy Cheetah, but on the other hand, beings who are born in this world also have many things in common. We share the same world, and we receive impressions through the senses, no matter whether we are rich or poor. On account of the objects which we experience through the six doors, Kusla Cheetahs and Akusla Cheetahs arise. All these cheetahs arising in daily life are cheetahs of the sense sphere, Kama Vachara Cheetahs. Kama means sensual enjoyment or object of sensual enjoyment. However, Kama Vachara Cheetahs are not only cheetahs rooted in attachment, Lopa. They are all the cheetahs pertaining to the sense sphere. Human birth is the result of Kusla Gama. The Patisandhi Cheetah arising in the human plane of existence, where there are sense impressions, is the result of Kusla Gama performed by Kama Vachara Cheetahs, cheetahs pertaining to the sense sphere. It cannot be the result of Jhana Cheetahs, which are not Kama Vachara Cheetahs. The Jhana Cheetahs arising when there is calm to the degree of absorption do not experience objects which present themselves through the five senses. Jhana Cheetahs cannot cause birth in this world. Thus, beings born in the human plane of existence have in common that their Paddy Sandy Cheetah is the result of Kusla Gama produced by Kama Vachara Cheetahs. As regards the many varieties of human birth, this is due to the degree of Kusla Gama which produced the Paddy Sandy Cheetah. One could divide human beings as regards their birth into two classes, but each of these two classes includes many degrees of vipaka. The two classes are 1. Those who are born with a Paddy Sandy Cheetah, which is a Hetuka Kusla Vipaka, which means that the Kusla Vipaka Cheetah is not accompanied by beautiful roots, by alopa or non-attachment, by adosa or non-aversion, or by panya or wisdom. 2. Those who are born with a Paddy Sandy Cheetah, which is Sahituka Kusla Vipaka, Kusla Vipaka accompanied by beautiful roots. When a human being is born with a Paddy Sandy Cheetah, which is Ahituka, his birth is the result of Kama Vachara Kusla Gama, Gama performed by Kusla Cheetahs of the sense sphere. But the degree of the Kusla Gama is less than the Kusla Gama, which produces a Sahituka Paddy Sandy Cheetah, a Paddy Sandy Cheetah with beautiful roots, Subhana Hetus. People who are born with an Ahituka Paddy Sandy Cheetah are handicapped from the first moment of life. Eye sense or ear sense does not develop, or they have other defects. However, when we see someone who is handicapped, we cannot tell whether there was at the first moment of his life an Ahituka Paddy Sandy Cheetah or a Sahituka Paddy Sandy Cheetah. We cannot tell whether someone was handicapped from the first moment of his life or whether he became handicapped later on, even while he was still in his mother's womb. And thus we do not know which type of Paddy Sandy Cheetah he was born with. The fact that a person is handicapped has not happened by chance. It is due to one's gamma. There is only one type of Paddy Sandy Cheetah, which is Ahituka Kusla Vipaka. But there are many degrees of this vipaka, depending on the gamma which produces it. There can be birth in different surroundings, in unpleasant surroundings, though not in woeful plains, and in pleasant surroundings. This type of Patisandhicitta can even arise in the lowest heavenly plane. There is also an Ahituka Patisandhicitta, which is a Kusala Vipaka. This type of citta does not arise in the human plane, but in a woeful plane. Only one type of Patisandhicitta is a Kusala Vipaka, but it is of many degrees. There are many varieties of Akusala Gama, and thus there must be many varieties of unhappy rebirth. The unhappy rebirth we can see in this world is birth as an animal. There are three more classes of woeful planes which we cannot see. They are the world of Petas, ghost, the world of Asuras, demons, and the hell planes. There are different kinds of hell planes, because there are many degrees of Akusala Gama which produce different kinds of unhappy rebirth. The function of Patisandhi can be performed by different types of Vipaka Cittas, which are the results of different Gamas. It depends on Gama which type of Vipaka Citta performs the function of Patisandhi in the case of a particular being. The Patisandhi Citta, the first Citta in life, does not arise within a sense-door process or a mind-door process of cittas experiencing an object which impinges on one of the six doors. It merely performs the function of rebirth. There are two Ahetuka Vipaka cittas which can perform the function of Patisandhi, namely Santirana Akusala Vipaka citta and Santirana Kusala Vipakachitta. As we have seen in Chapter 9, Santirana Chitta is an Ahituka Vipakachitta. When Santirana Chitta arises in a sense-door process of cittas experiencing an object through one of the five senses, it performs the function of investigating Santirana, the object. However, Santirana Citta can also perform the function of rebirth, and this is the case when the Patisandhi Citta is Ahetuka Vipaka. The same type of citta can perform more than one function, but at different moments and at different occasions. When Santirana Citta performs the function of Patisandhi, it does not arise in a sense-door process, and it does not investigate an object. As we have seen in Chapter 9, there are three kinds of Santirana Citta. 1. Santirana Citta, which is a Kusala Vipaka, accompanied by Upeka, indifferent feeling. 2. Santirana Citta, which is Kusala Vipaka, accompanied by Upeka. 3. Santirana Citta, which is Kusala Vipaka, accompanied by Somanasa, pleasant feeling. The Santirana Citta, which is Akusala Vipaka, accompanied by Upeka, can perform the function of Patisandhi in woeful planes. This means that the type of Patisandhi Citta arising in woeful planes is of the same type as the Akusala Vipaka Citta, which is Santirana Citta performing the function of investigating in a sense-door process of cittas. The Santirana Citta, which is Kusala Vipaka, accompanied by Upeka, can, apart from the function of investigating in a sense-door process, also perform the function of Patisandhi in human and heavenly planes. The Santirana Citta, which is Kusala Vipaka, accompanied by Somanasa, does not perform the function of Patisandhi. A Kusala Gama and Kusala Gama of different beings can produce 19 different types of Patisandhi Citta in all, arising in different planes of existence. One of these types is a Kusala Vipaka, and 18 types are Kusala Vipaka. Of the types of cheetah which are Kusla-Wipaka, one type is Ahituka Kusla-Wipaka, and 17 types are Sahituka Kusla-Wipaka, accompanied by beautiful roots. There are many degrees of each of these 19 types of Parisandi cheetah, because gamma can be of many degrees. It is due to gamma that people are born ugly or beautiful, and that they are born in unpleasant or in pleasant surroundings. The fact that one is born into miserable surroundings does not mean that one's next birth will also be into miserable circumstances. It all depends on the gamma which has been accumulated and which produces results. As regards people who are born into happy circumstances, if a Kusla gamma produces their next birth, this will be an unhappy one. We read in the Gradual Sayings, Book of the Fours, Chapter 9, Paragraph 5, Darkness, and I quote, "Monks, these four persons are found existing in the world. What for? He who is in darkness and bound for darkness. He who is in darkness but bound for light. He who is in light but bound for darkness. He who is in light and bound for light. And how, monks, is a person in darkness bound for darkness? In this case, a certain person is born in a low family, the family of a scavenger, or a hunter, or a basket weaver, or wheelwright, or sweeper, or in the family of some wretched man, hard put to it to find a meal or earn a living, where food and clothes are hard to get. Moreover, he is ill-favored, ugly, dwarfish, sickly, purblind, crooked, lame or paralyzed, with never a bite or sup, without clothes, vehicle, without perfumes or flower garlands, bed, dwellings, or lights. He lives in the practice of evil with body, speech, and thought. And so doing, when body breaks up, after death, he is reborn in the waste, the way of woe, the downfall, in hell. Thus, monks, is the person who is in darkness and bound for darkness. And how, monks, is a person in darkness but bound for light? In this case, a certain person is born in a low family, without bed, dwelling, or lights. He lives in the practice of good with body, speech, and thought. And so doing, when body breaks up, after death, he is reborn in the happy born in the heaven world. And how, monks, is a person in light but bound for darkness? In this case, a certain person is born in a high family, and that man is well built, comely, and charming, possessed of supreme beauty of form. He is one able to get clothes, vehicle, perfumes and flower garlands, bed, dwelling and lights. But he lives in the practice of evil with body, speech and thought. So doing, when body breaks up, after death he is reborn in the waste, the way of woe, the downfall, in hell. Thus, monks, is a person who is in light, but bound for darkness. And how, monks, is a person who is in light and bound for light? In this case, a person is born in a high family, able to get clothes, bed, dwelling, and lights. He lives in the practice of good with body, speech, and thought. So doing, when body breaks up after death, he is reborn in the happy burn in the heaven world. Thus, monks, is one who is in light and bound for light. These, monks, are the four persons found existing in the world." End of quote. The Kusla gamma producing a Patisandi cheetah which is Sahituka Vipaka, with beautiful roots, is of a higher degree than the Kusalagama producing an Ahituka Padisandhicitta. Kamavichara Kusalagamas, that is, Kusalagamas of the sense sphere, can produce 8 different types of Sahituka Vipakachitas, which can perform the function of Padisandhi. Which type of Vipakachitta performs this function in the case of a particular being depends on the Kusalagama which produces it. People are born with different characters and with different capacities. They are born with different degrees of wisdom or without wisdom. The Padisandhicittas of people are different. When the Padisandhicitta is Sahituka, it is always accompanied by Elopa, non-attachment or generosity, and Edosa, non-aversion or kindness, but not always by wisdom. It can be accompanied by wisdom, or it can be without wisdom, depending on the gamma which produces it. When the Padisandhicitta is accompanied by wisdom, one is born with 3 Sobhana Hetus, beautiful roots, Elopa, Edosa, and Panya. Someone who is born with wisdom is more inclined to develop wisdom in the course of his life than someone who is born without wisdom. Those who are born with the Padisandhicitta accompanied by wisdom can attain enlightenment if they cultivate the Eightfold Path. If one is born without wisdom, one can still develop right understanding, but in that life, one cannot attain enlightenment. Thus we see that everything in our life depends on conditions. Apart from the difference in the number of roots, 2 hetus or 3 hetus, which accompany the Sahituka Padisandhicitta, there are other differences. Kusalagama, which produces the Padisandhicitta, can be gama, performed by Kusalachitta with somanasa, pleasant feeling, or with upeka, indifferent feeling. By Kusalachitta, which is unprompted, that is, not induced, asankarika, or by Kusalachitta, which is prompted, that is, induced, sasankarika. Several factors determine the nature of Kusalagama, which produces its result accordingly. The Sahituka Padisandhicittas, which are the results of Kamavichara Kusalagamas, can be classified as 8 different types in all. Summing them up, they are 1. Accompanied by pleasant feeling, with wisdom, unprompted. Somanasa Sahagatam Nana Sampayutam Asankarikam Igang. 2. Accompanied by pleasant feeling, with wisdom, prompted. Somanasa Sahagatam Nana Sampayutam Sasakarikam Igang. 3. Accompanied by pleasant feeling, without wisdom, unprompted. Somanasa Sahagatam Nana Vipayutam Asankarikam Igang. 4. Accompanied by pleasant feeling, without wisdom, prompted. Somanasa Sahagatam Nana Vipayutam Sasankarikam Igang. 5. Accompanied by indifferent feeling, with wisdom, unprompted. Upeka Sahagatam Nana Sampayutam Asankarikam Igang. 6. Accompanied by indifferent feeling, with wisdom, prompted. Upeka Sahagatam Nana Sampayutam Sasakarikam Igang. 7. Accompanied by indifferent feeling, without wisdom, unprompted. Upeka Sahagatam Nana Vipayutam Asankarikam Igang. 8. accompanied by indifferent feeling, without wisdom, prompted. Upeka sahagatam nana vipayutam sasankarikam igang. As a footnote, nana is wisdom, or panya. It is useful to know more details about Patisandhicitta because it can help us to understand why people are so different. The eight types of Sahetuka Patisandhicitta, which are the results of Kama Vachara Kusalagamas, do not arise only in the human plane, but they also arise in those heavenly planes of existence which are sensuous planes of existence, Kama Bhumi. 11 planes are Kama Bhumis, or Kama Lokas, sensuous planes of existence. And of these, one is the plane of human beings, 6 are heavenly planes, and 4 are woeful planes. Beings born in one of the Kama Bhumis receive sense impressions. They have Kama Vachara Vachitas. There are also higher heavenly planes which are not Kama Bhumi. There are 31 classes of planes of existence in all. As a footnote, this will be explained in Chapter 20, Planes of Existence. End of footnote. If one is born in one of the Kama Bhumis and cultivates jhana, absorption, one can, besides Kama Vichara Chittas, also have Rupa Jhana Chittas and Arupa Jhana Chittas. As a footnote, for the difference between Rupa Jhana, fine material jhana, and Arupa Jhana, immaterial jhana, see Chapter 22. End of footnote. If one cultivates the Eightfold Path, one can have Lukutara Chittas, supramundane Chittas, which directly experience Nibbana. When someone attains jhana, the Kusala Gama he performs is not Kama Vachara Kusala Gama. At the moment of jhana, there are no sense impressions. The Kusala Gama, which is jhana, does not produce in the same lifespan one attains it, but it can produce result in the form of Patisandhicitta, the Patisandhicitta of the next life. In that case, there are jhana chittas arising shortly before death, and the Patisandhicitta of the next life experiences the same object as those jhana chittas. The result of Rupa Vachara Kusala Chitta, Kusala Chitta, which is Rupa Jhana Chitta, is birth in a heavenly plane, which is not Kama Bhumi, but a Rupa Brahma plane, fine material world. The result of an Arupa Vachara Kusala Chitta, Kusala Chitta, which is Arupa Jhana Chitta, is birth in a heavenly plane, which is an Arupa Brahma plane, immaterial world. There are different Rupa Brahma planes and Arupa Brahma planes. There are 5 stages of Rupa Jhana, and thus there are 5 types of Rupa Vachara Kusala Chitta, which can produce 5 types of Rupa Vachara Vipaka Chitta. There are 4 stages of Arupa Jhana, and thus there are 4 types of Arupa Vachara Kusala Chitta, which can produce 4 types of Arupa Vachara Vipaka Chitta. Therefore, there are 5 types of Patisandhicitta, which are the results of Rupa Vachara Kusala Chittas, and 4 types of Patisandhicitta, which are the results of Arupa Vachara Kusala Chittas. Altogether, there are 9 types of Patisandhicitta, which are the results of the different types of jhana chittas. They are Sahetuka Vipaka Chittas, and they are always accompanied by Panya. Summarizing the 19 types of Patisandhicitta: 1. Akusala Vipaka Santirana Chitta, Ahituka, result of Akusagama, 1 Kusla Vipaka Santiranachita, Ahituka, result of Kamavachara Kusagama, 8 Maha Vipakachitas, Sahituka, results of Kamavachara Kusagamas, 5 Rupa Vachara Vipakachitas, Sahituka, results of Rupa Janachitas, and 4 Erupa Vachara Vipakachitas, Sahituka, results of Erupa Janachitas. As a footnote, the terms Mahakusla, Mahavipaka, and Mahakirya are used for Kama Vachara Chitas. End of footnote. We do not know which of our deeds will produce the Patisandhi Chitta of our next life. Even a deed performed in a former life can produce the Patisandhi Chitta of the next life. The Buddha encouraged people to perform many kinds of Kusalagama. Each good deed is very valuable. It is certain to bear its fruit sooner or later. We read in, as it was said, Kudaka Nikaya, Itivutaka, the Ones, Chapter 3, Paragraph 6, about the value of generosity. The Buddha said to the monks, and I quote, "Monks, if beings knew, as I know, the ripening of sharing gifts, they would not enjoy their use without sharing them, nor would the taint of stinginess obsess the heart and stay there. Even if it were their last bit, their last morsel of food, they would not enjoy its use without sharing it, if there were anyone to receive it." End of quote. Kusagama can cause a happy rebirth, but the end of birth is to be preferred to any kind of rebirth. If one cultivates the Eightfold Path and attains arahatship, there will be no more rebirth. The dying consciousness, kuti-citta, of the arahat is not succeeded by a patisandhi-citta. The Buddha reminded people of the dangers of birth and encouraged them to be mindful in order to attain the deathless, which is nibbana. We read in the Gradual Sayings, Book of the Eights, Chapter 8, Paragraph 4, that the Buddha, when he was staying at Nadika in the brick hole, said to the monks, and I quote, "Mindfulness of death, monks, when developed, is very fruitful, of great advantage, merging and ending in the deathless." And how, monks, is it so? Take the case of a monk who, when the day declines and night sets in, reflects thus, "Many indeed are the chances of death for me. A snake or scorpion or a centipede might bite me and might cause my death. That would be a hindrance to me. I might stumble and fall. The food I have eaten might make me ill. Bile might convulse me. Phlegm choke me. Winds within me with their scissors-like cuts give me ache. Or men or non-humans might attack me and might cause my death. That would be a hindrance to me." Monks, that monk must reflect thus, "Are there any evil and wrong states within me that have not been put away and that would be a hindrance to me were I to die tonight?" If, monks, on consideration he realize that there are such states, then to put away just those evil and wrong states, an intense resolution, effort, endeavor, exertion, struggle, mindfulness, and self-possession must be made by that monk. Monks, just as a man whose turban is on fire or whose hair is burning would make an intense resolution, effort, endeavor, exertion, struggle, mindfulness, and self-possession to put out his burning turban or hair. Even so, monks, an intense resolution, effort, endeavor, exertion, struggle, mindfulness, and self-possession must be made by that monk to put away just those evil and wrong states. But if that monk, on review, realizes that there are no such states within him that have not been put away, which would be a hindrance to him were he to die that night, then let that monk live verily in joy and gladness, training himself day and night in the ways of righteousness. Take the case, monks, of a monk who reflects likewise when the night is spent and day breaks. He must reflect in the same way. Monks, mindfulness of death, when so made, become, so developed, is very fruitful, of great advantage, merging and ending in the deathless. End of quote. Questions for Chapter 11. 1. Can the Padisandhicitta be Ahetuka? 2. How many types of Padisandhicitta are there? 3. How many types of Padisandhicitta are Akusala Vipaka? 4. When the Padisandhicitta is accompanied by wisdom, by which factor is this conditioned? End of Chapter 11.